So, John chapter 14. Beginning to read at verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus saith unto him, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him, and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long a time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. How sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Amen. As we think about the things of God, we may just have a little bit of confusion and a little bit of misunderstanding and say, well, what is it all about really? And when Jesus speaks this to his disciples, he's just said something that has perhaps made them a bit confused, maybe a bit discouraged, because Jesus has just warned one of them, Peter, that he is going to make a mistake soon, a big mistake, and deny Jesus. And so they are perhaps in a place where they are a little bit confused and not really knowing what's going on. And we may be in that situation tonight if we don't know the Lord Jesus ourselves. And we may say, how can I really get to the grips with Christianity and know it for myself? How can I be brought from a place where I perhaps half believe into a place where I can experience the fullness of it for myself? I see other people around me who are really experiencing it, and perhaps I'm trying to work it all out. I know something about the Ten Commandments. I know a little bit about maybe Jesus, and I know that he died on the cross. How can I get from the place where I don't fully understand into the place where it all makes sense? Well, in a sense, this is what Jesus is explaining here. And he begins by saying, let not your heart be troubled. Don't be worried. Don't be troubled by what I'm saying. You believe in God, believe also in me. And in a sense, when he says that, he's just trying to fix the eyes upon Jesus. And this is the heart of the message tonight, that if you can see Jesus, if you can get who Jesus is, then you're home and dry. That's all you need to get. That's all you need to grasp, who Jesus is and what he's done for you. And not to look beyond that, not to try and understand too much, as it were, but to see Jesus is all you need to get. And then you're home there. So Jesus says, you believe in God, believe also in me. But he also then says this, in my Father's house are many mansions, by which he means in his Father's kingdom, in the kingdom of God, there are many places for people, many places for people to exist. We're just talking tonight about something that Jesus said when he was talking to his disciples, and he's trying to explain, they're a bit confused, and he's trying to explain to them how things are. And we've just been saying that it's about understanding who Jesus is, and if you can understand who Jesus is, then everything else makes sense. And so Jesus says, in my Father's house are many mansions. And he's not talking about a physical house. He's talking about, as it were, a kingdom, a household. And he says there are many places in that kingdom. Okay, and I want to say tonight, if you don't know the Lord Jesus as your Savior already, there's a place for you. A place for you in God's kingdom tonight. As it were, an empty seat waiting for you to come in and sit down in it. It's not for the good people. It's for anyone who's willing to admit their need, admit they're a sinner, and come and say, yes, I want to be in that kingdom. I want to be in the things of God. And so there is a place for you. And to see that there's a place for you, however young you are, however old you are, there's a place in the kingdom of God for you. There are many places Jesus says. And so then he says, I'm going to prepare a place for you. And what does it mean when Jesus says, I'm going to prepare a place for you? Well, he's saying that I'm going to make it possible for you to get into that seat in the kingdom, that place in the kingdom that is ready for you. I'm going to prepare it for you. And how does Jesus make it possible for us to come into his kingdom? Well, we, I'm sure, are very well aware of the fact that we are sinners and that God is holy and that we have no right to get into the kingdom of God. Think about the kingdom of God. It's perfect. It's, as it were, spotless. God's house, there's nothing wrong in it, no sin in it. And so if we are going to get into the things of God, we can't go there with our sin, with our baggage. And so if God is preparing a place, we need a means by which we can get into it. And so Jesus says, I go to prepare a place for you. And Jesus here in the passage we're reading, he was talking about going to the cross. He was soon going to go to the cross and die there to make it possible for us to come into the kingdom of God. And there was no other way by which we could have been, a place could have been prepared for us in the kingdom of God other than through the Lord Jesus dying on the cross for us. So he says, I go to prepare a place for you. And he says, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And he's talking about an eternal destiny with God. And that, in a sense, is what it's all about. It's preparing us to go and be with God forever. And this life is so short down here, it really is. And the older you get, the faster life ticks away. And I'm feeling it, you know, my life disappearing. I'm relatively young, I suppose, but my life is just going so quickly. And I'm kind of beginning to look back at my life, and I'm beginning to get to the place where what's behind me in terms of length of years is soon going to be bigger than what's ahead of me. Life goes very quickly. And so Jesus is also talking about eternity, a future. And really, the Bible spends a lot of time showing how everything in this world is really of little value compared with eternity. And where we're going to be for eternity. We could have all the money in the world. We could be the richest person in the world. But we're only going to have it for perhaps 80, 90, 100 years, maybe slightly more, maybe a lot less. We're only have it for a short period of time. And we could be the greatest, most famous person in the world, the richest person. But it's only for a short space of time. And then there's eternity after that. And you're going to be one place or the other. You're either going to be in hell or you're going to be in the presence of God for eternity. And so you have the choice tonight which you're, as it were, going to invest in, which you're going to take more seriously. This tiny little bit of life down on earth, it's not going to last forever. And you can think you're going to invest in that, or you can think about eternity and say, where am I going to spend eternity? And so Jesus talks there about eternity. He says, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And so he's speaking about an eternity spent with God. And elsewhere in the Bible, it just talks about how wonderful it is, how eye has not seen and ear has not heard just how wonderful it all is really in the kingdom of God. But then he comes to the place where he says, and where I'm going you know, and the way you know. And there's one of the disciples here, and he's called Thomas, and he just seems utterly baffled. He's just confused. And that may be you tonight, and perhaps you feel the more you hear about the gospel, the more you hear about the Bible and Christianity, the more confused you get. And Thomas here is utterly confused, it seems. And he says, Lord, we don't know where you're going and we don't know how to get there. We don't know the way. He's utterly confused, and that may be you tonight. And Jesus says, I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life. And he says, no one gets to God the Father except through me. And so in effect, Jesus is saying, all you've got to do is get hold of who I am, and then you are home and dry. And For you tonight, if you can just see who Jesus is, everything else will fall into place from then. You will get a relationship with God if you understand who Jesus is. And all the things that are crowding you into your thoughts, maybe you're thinking about your life on this earth and maybe the job that you need for the future and other concerns and other worries, and they're all filling in. If you can get hold of who Jesus is, everything else in your life will fall into place. Because Jesus here, he says, amongst other things, that he's the truth. And if you get to know the person who is the embodiment, the personification of truth, then everything else in your life falls into place. You understand Jesus, and Jesus sheds light into your world, into your life. You see Jesus, and your life changes. But he says, I am the way. I am the way. He's part of what he's meaning. He says, I am the way to God. I am the way to heaven, and we see Jesus as the way to heaven because he died for our sins. No other way by which we could be forgiven other than Jesus dying on the cross for our sins. So that's one reason why Jesus is the way. But also to follow Jesus is the way of life. It's the way by which, the only way by which we will be happy and satisfied. And so he says the truth. He's the truth, as we've said. And elsewhere he says, I'm the light of the world. And that light shines into our lives and makes everything clear. But he also says that I am the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. And what does it mean to have real life? And, you know, we use the expression to someone, get a life. You know, your life is empty. Get a life. And say, you're not really living. You're wasting your life, you might say to someone. You're not really living. You've got no life. And someone else, they're just boring. They're dead. That person's got no life in them. Now, if you want real life, it can only come from Jesus. We sang it at the beginning, one of the first proper hymn we sang, spoke about Jesus. And it said, from him all life proceeding. And we read in the Bible how Jesus is the one who created the whole world. It wasn't just God the Father, but it says through Jesus. Everything that was made, that has been made, was made. It was all made by Jesus. Life proceeds from Jesus. And so if you get to know Jesus, you get life in you. You get to know Jesus, and Jesus, it will, comes into your heart. You come into a relationship with Jesus, and you have life in you, and it's a level of life that you will never have experienced if you're not a Christian. You have good days and you have bad days, but when you get to know Jesus, you have a supernatural life in you. It's a power. It flows out of you. And it's so powerful that when you speak to people, they are affected by your words. This is the most amazing thing that you will ever experience in your life. Having the life, the power of Jesus within you. And that's what makes it so exciting. Christianity, not a set of rules that we're following. Not just going to church and singing, although if you're a Christian, that's a wonderful thing. But it's life in you, and it's welling up. Jesus said, speaks elsewhere about it being a well of water springing up into you, in you, unto eternal life. This is what real life is. But you can only get real life when Jesus comes into your life, when he comes in and makes his home, as it were, with you. And that's what God wants to do for each one of us tonight. And it's so, in a sense, it's so easy. And we're maybe just struggling to work out the finer details of it and say, how does it work out in my life? Well, in a sense, you don't need to know. Here, another of the disciples, Philip, says, show us God the Father. And Jesus says, And then we'll be happy. Then that will be enough for us. And Jesus says, you don't need to see beyond me. I am God. Jesus is God. And he said, if you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And tonight, if you can just get hold of who Jesus is and come to Jesus and say, yes, I believe that you died on the cross for me. I want to be forgiven. And just get hold of Jesus. That will be all you need. And everything else will fall into place. Don't worry about the details of the Christian life. Get hold of Jesus. Get to know him and see what he's done for you. And everything else will work out. He will see to that. He will see to that. He's a God who is all-powerful. And if you simply put your life in his hands, confessing your sin, saying, Lord, I realize I'm not making it on my own. My life is not what it should be. I know I'm a sinner. I know I need forgiveness. But I see Jesus as the Son of God, that he never sinned and that he died on the cross for my place. If you're willing to say that, God will come into your life and make you that change. He will make you ready, as it were, for eternity. It's not what you're doing. It's what he has done for you. And if you can grasp that for yourself, in an instant, you will have everlasting life. A power of life within you that will last for eternity. It's yours tonight for the taking. It's yours tonight for the receiving. All you have to do is go to him and receive it. Ask him to forgive your sins and you will enter into life in an instant. You will never look back. It will be the best decision you've ever made. All the people who are here who are already Christians, they will say to you it's the best thing that ever happened in their life when they came to know the Lord Jesus as their Saviour. I commend to you tonight to receive him for yourself. Amen. We're going to sing 57 in the Blue Books. I have found the love that pardons. I have found some stripes that heal. I have found strength for my weakness. I have found grace that covers my sins. It's in Jesus, all in Jesus. It's in Jesus, he's the one. Rock of salvation, a firm foundation. It's in Jesus, he's the one.